Today is the 30th of June 2016. I'm interviewing Ray and Valerie Cash. Ray, would you like to tell us something about the life and times of your family?
I don't really know much about my family. I don't remember things. But I'll just start off with my birth. I was born in Napier, not a hospital, you know, just for babies.
Maternity
home. That's the word I'm thinking of. A maternity home in Napier. I don't remember the name of it, but it's not there anymore. We lived at Clive and School Road. I lived there, I think, for 8 years. Then I came to Hastings, went to the Mahora School, played sport, cricket and football. Went to Hastings High School. It was a mixed high school then. Left school, joined Ernie Goodall in the jeweller's shop, learned the trade of watchmaking. Did that, I think, for 24 years. Then I did a milk run for 3 or 4 years. Then I bought a courier run for the data bank. Started off just doing Hastings and Napier, and then in the finish I went from Napier to Ekitahuna each day. Enjoyed that till I retired. I don't remember the year I retired really, but at least 20 years ago now. And I've had a good life.
Okay, well let's go back to where your parents came from.
Yeah, well, I don't really know. Well, my parents were both New Zealanders, but where okay. Their parents came from, all I know is father's side is Cash, and there's a Cash in Australia. I have heard of the history of the Cash Bush Ranger, but I'm not sure of any relation to him or not. And my mother's side, she came from England, I think it was, or her parents came from England. She was born in New Zealand, of course. There were Dockeries. On my mother's side, lived at Clive, quite a big family, well-known family. And my father, I think they moved around a bit, but before we were married, they're on a orchard. They called it Grassmere, opposite the showground.
So the Dockeries, then you must be related to Glenys Rich.
Yes.
Cousin.
Yes. Cousin, yeah. My mother was Eva Dockery. I think they had 13 Dockery children. Her father worked on the railways. They lived in the railway house for some time. And then they built a house in Main Road, Clive, backed onto the river, just a few hundred yards from the police station or the police house. I remember that building quite well. It was well off the road. They built in front of it since then. They had a lovely big wall, garden in the front. I remember during the war they grew a lot of vegetables and things on that lawn.
You must have been very close to the Thorntons then, were you?
Yes, the Thorntons were just a couple hundred yards towards Hastings.
That's right, because they had
section, a big section. Did one house right in the middle of it.
That's right.
But Dockery's had a sort of a build-up area there. One side was the crosses. I know that they used to do a bit of fishing.
A bit of fishing? No, you were the fisherman of Clive.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure who was on the other side, but I think the more newer house there.
Yes, yes. I went to Napier Boys High School.
Oh, yes.
And so we used to pick up Hilliers and the Clive boys.
Well, I don't remember the things they did. There were five boys. There's Stuart, Alf, Bill, Roy, Ron and Dave. That's six. And there's four girls, Eva, Maud, Nellie and Ollie. And they lived at Clive, I think, nearly all their life. I think Granddad went away for a little while with the railways. They came back and built a house in the main street.
And living in Clive those days was subject to flooding, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't remember any of the floodings.
No.
I was born, I think, 1927. And the earthquake is 31. I think I remember the earthquake. I think we were walking down from our... We lived in School Road, past the school. We were going down to Clive to her mum's house. And I think we were right outside the school when the earthquake came. And actually the policeman, Mr. Murray, I think his name was, took us to our granny's in his car. I don't remember what kind of car it was. But that's the earthquake, yeah. And actually my father, he was growing vegetables and used to deliver vegetables up around Napier.
Yes.
And he was up on the hill when the earthquake happened. So he came home as quick as he can in his Model T truck I was lucky to get over the bridges there. Yeah, I don't remember much of it really, just what people talk about. We came to Hastings when I was about 8 to Mahora, but there was a house in and as the house had been knocked down and two town dwellings, or what do you call them, flats, put in its place. Went to Mahora school, played football and hockey, swam, had a Mahora swimming club, I joined the club, and after I left school I sort of got on the committee and things, I was there for quite a few years. Well, I went to Hastings High School. I took engineering subject there, and I didn't know how I could get out of school. I didn't want to go, really like it much more. And a job came up with Ernie Goodall to be a watchmaker, and I thought, well, haven't got many brains, so that might help me. So I joined Ernie Goodall, and Ronnie Jones worked there for a little while after he came out of the Air Force. Then he went back to his father's place where the Herald Tribune was. They had a house on that section there, and he opened up his own jewellery shop in that house. I think later on he moved up to the Municipal Theatre somewhere.
Well, he was by the Regent.
That's right,
it's Regent Theatre. A little shop by the entrance
of
the Regent.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Ronnie Jones moved up there. He did his apprenticeship with his father, and I think Ernie Goodall. I'm not sure where he did his apprenticeship. No, I'm not sure about that. But in those days, there were quite a few jewellery shops and all had their watchmakers. But today, they seem to be more in the selling rather than the repairing.
Well, my brother-in-law was a jeweller, manufacturing jeweller. For a chap up the last block, this end of Hastings. I can't remember his name now.
There's Greaves on one side and...
It's the other side, but further up. He wasn't one of the old jewellers.
No.
He was not a young man, though, but he was a... Very good jeweller, mate.
Oh, I see. I'm thinking more or less of the owner of the place. Garland, I think. It was Keith Garland.
I knew Keith, but no, further up beyond the block. Embassy Theatre or the Cozy
Theatre. Oh, that far up. Well, Ronnie Jones was there for a while. He had a shop, but personally didn't do jewellery. He just did the watches. But we all the jeweller shops in some way worked with one another.
Yes.
Ernie Goodall didn't have any jeweller, so he'd send his work out. Sometimes he'd go to the city somewhere, I don't know where. Other times he'd go up to... Upstairs, anyhow. I think it must have been just by the railway line, but no, I can't think. No, there's two or three jewellers in town, but I didn't really know them.
So you started an apprenticeship then, and at some stage or other, were you playing any sport that you were still swimming?
Well, when I left school, I joined the Hastings High School Old Boys Football Club and played in that club for 12 years, I think it was. Played one game for Hawke's Bay, that and Wairarapa. One was enough there. At that time, the Hawke's Bay team wasn't very strong after the war, and I got a game for the Hawke's Bay side, but I quite enjoyed my football in those days.
Yes.
Still watch it on TV and that.
Yes.
Haven't seen a live game for a long time.
No, it's much easier on TV.
Well, I listen to the radio, but if you don't know the players, you don't know which side it's on.
So you learnt your apprenticeship when watches actually were
wound up, that's
or they were automatic. But things have certainly changed over time.
Amazingly.
It's almost throw away now, aren't they?
Well, they are. They reckon they can make a unit for about 10 cents or something.
I know.
Yeah, staggering.
Incredible.
It is amazing.
So at some stage then, you met Valerie.
Yeah, I don't know what stage it was. It must have been...
53.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think. I've been in a football club, I think, about 10 years then, I'd think. I might not be that long.
I'm playing softball.
6 years. Yeah, but I'm playing softball as well, but I think more of a football. Yeah, it wasn't really through the football I met her. I met her because I was playing softball. Softball wasn't very strong in that day. Locally, it was fairly strong, and I was in the Hawke's Bay team. I went to Auckland one game, that I'll remember. But we went down to Wellington, to Hutt Valley, was it? Lower Hutt. They play in a tournament down there for a weekend. Easter weekend. And Barry went down just to keep a friend company. He used to play in a girls' team. And that's where we met. And I don't think I dated her straight away. I think it took quite some weeks to get to a place to be able to date her. And I wasn't the dancer. That was a bit tough to know where to go out with her. And I think we went for pictures quite regularly.
Well, Valerie, would you like to tell us where you grew up then and where your people came from?
I grew up in Taranaki. I was born in New Plymouth. And my mum and dad and lived on a little farm out of New Plymouth, up towards the mountain, on a little farm there. And that's where I was born, where we lived. I had three other sisters, And we lived there until I was about the age of 10. And then Dad decided to leave Taranaki and we went over to Edgecombe in the Bay of Plenty. And Dad went share milking over there and went to school there, went to the Whakatane District High School. And in those days, because it was only a small place, there weren't a lot of jobs. But when I was old enough to leave school, a job came up. There was a very big dairy factory there, the Rangitai Plains Dairy. Mm. And there were about 14 girls working in the office there, and I was able to get a job there. And later, when my sister was old enough, she came too. And we were there until I was about 18, I think, and then Dad decided to move over here to Hastings. And he went into business with my uncle, and they had a nursery up in Grove Road, and they did that for quite a few years.
What was the name of the nursery?
Grove Road Nursery.
Was it?
And they did that for some time. Because I had worked in the dairy factory at Edgecombe, I was able to bring my CV. And I worked in the offices here of the Heretonga Dairy Factory.
Did you really?
Yes. I worked there right up until I was married.
We used to supply, we were dairy farmers.
Right.
Mm. But we left there in 1961 and went to Town Milk, so.
Right.
But 1961.
What area?
Thompson Road. Those are the days of Darky Ebbett as a driver, and we used to know them all once. I've forgotten them.
Right.
Such a long time ago.
Fred Ebbett was one of the drivers.
Well, Fred, we used to call it, he was known as Darky Ebbett.
Yeah, and my sister, who was just 18 months younger than me, When she came over, she got a job across the road at the
Farm Products
in the office there. And my friend who worked in the office with me at the dairy factory, she was keen on sports. I wasn't.
Mm.
But I'd go along and watch while she did all her sporting things. And then one week she said to me, "We're going down. Would you like, there's a spare seat on the bus. Would you like to come?" So, yes, I'll come. And on the bus, I said, "Who's that guy down there?" "That's Ray Cash." Well, you see, apparently, because I wasn't sporty, but my sister and my friend Margaret, they would go and watch all the football games. And I'd hear about this, Ray Cash did this and Ray Cash.
Yes.
"Oh, so that's Ray Cash." And then, of course, I got to know him and finally managed to date.
You know me better than I know myself now.
And then I think it must have been 1954, we finally got engaged and we were married in 1955.
It's interesting that Ray went to school across the road. The family home was here, and you've ended up back here. You haven't gone far, have you?
Well, I got married. We just shifted to Tatra Street, a couple blocks, and all our kids went to Mahora.
That brings us up to the stage of you getting married. We'll pick up the children later on.
That's one of the old milk trucks. The office girls put in a float for Blossom.
Oh, gosh, that's wonderful, isn't it? I don't think we've got any of those. We helped Mardens. You remember Pernell Orchard?
Yeah.
We helped them do their
lovely ones.
Their real flower ones, natural flowers.
Before I was married, I joined the Hastings Musical Comedy
Company. Oh, my goodness.
Do you want to know about that?
Oh, yes, you could talk about that.
When? Because that was before I was married. We were there when they first formed it. Harry Popplewell and someone else decided they would like to start up a group, and there was a notice in the paper, anyone interested in singing, and so my sister and I joined, and we were there for quite a few years at all the different productions, and my uncle, who worked with my dad in the nursery, he actually produced one of the shows. Charlie O'Donnell was my uncle, produced one.
Well, see, that's history too. I've interviewed one of the Popplewell family, so we've got
Betty or Michael?
Michael. So we've picked up a lot of the history of the Popplewells going back, because they collect a lot of material, but that's wonderful.
Got his
and
name
so
on
what
there.
Did you do?
I was just in the chorus. And oh, 1 year I had a duet to sing.
And you were never...
No, I was...
But your friend was, that's another reason how we managed to get together was through that, wasn't it? But there were several different ones, and these are all different scenes.
James Morgan, he's the chief of Stonycroft, he was very involved with the Musical Comedy Company during the years. Greater Hastings, that was started Popwell and Jack Jones. Yes, they were all great workers for the community. We'll go back to Ray. You got married?
We were married in St Andrew's Church by my football coach, the Reverend Mitchell. The many boys married there because he was their coach. I think he did a good job. We're still married. Still together. Had three children, two girls and a boy. The oldest was a girl, the middle was a girl, and the youngest was a boy. We built our house with the money that we won for a building society. I don't know why they don't still have the building societies going. They were marvellous things.
Which one was it?
Northern. People just put money in, and one person had...
We won the ballot.
We won the ballot, yeah. That's how we got our house so early, so quickly. It's quite a nice house, built by Alec Royal, a local builder, who was a good friend of my brother, and also went to Morora School. In the high school and played for all boys, so part of the family, as it were. All our children went to Mahora School Primary and to the intermediate. Now, I'm sorry, the girls went to girls' high school. The high schools were split by then. Yes. Girls' high school in Parkway Road. The girls went there, and the son went to Karamu High School. They all did very well, all quite musical. All had good marriages, and the marriages are still going. Got five grandchildren.
Seven
grandchildren and one girl in that.
Great.
We've been really blessed. We're both Christians, belong to St. John's Church in Frederick Street, and we both had a good life, I believe.
When we won the ballot, when we got married, Ray bought a section in Totra Street, which was still being developed. It didn't go right through. There's a lane goes through. Yes. There wasn't any lane. There were the horse stables, Cameron's horse stables, and we were two from there. And Ray's brother-in-law built a big double garage, which we fitted out like a flat and lived in until our first child was a year old. By then we won the ballot and...
Yes. I often think the Northern Building Society gave us a kickstart. So you built the house there, and when you stopped working for Ernie Goodall, you started a milk run. Now, that was an unusual change, wasn't it? Did you buy one that was going?
Well, I left the watchmaking outfit. I think I just got sick of it and didn't know what to do, you know.
When did you work for Dad in the bakery?
Well, listen, I was going to say, I've left the jewellery work and I didn't have nothing to go to. And my father-in-law at the time was making pies from the Crutchley's bakery.
In Shortbridge.
Crutchley's old bakery.
Where was that at?
Opposite Cornwall Park Gate, you know, the Gate Celebration Gate.
Yes, I do.
Well, they had a brick oven there that Crutchley's used to make their bread. Well, they'd finished making bread at this stage, and Mr. Green leased it and made shortbread and pies and things. But the dairies around, and they wouldn't have any pies. And I delivered those pies six or 10 months or something like that. And then the milk run came up. I could lease one. And I leased Neil Creature's milk run 2 or 3 years. And then in those days, it was all run by the milk board.
That's
and
right.
They'd give the man who in the milk run longest a chance to get improve his milk runs. So I applied for this milk run and I got it. But it was one that started 2 o'clock in the morning. The one I was doing didn't start till about six and finished by eight. Started outside the milk depot and wound up there. But anyhow, I bought this one. I had it for 2 or 3 years, and then my brother-in-law was in the courier business. So he wanted to get out, so I thought it would be good for me to have a change instead of being 7 days a week away, you know, and falling asleep at night before the kids finished their tea or I finished. I applied for the courier run and got it. I did that for 10 years, I suppose. Started just doing Hastings Napier, then I finished up going to Ekitahuna every day. And while I was in Ekitahuna, I used to do there's a shop there, grog shop, you know,
wine and spirits,
that's the word, shop, and I used to do his deliveries. And I had to go right back to Palmerston North and right out to Lake Ferry and all that. I did that once a week, that run, but I quite liked the driving. Made good friends with those people. And then a couple of times driving, I found myself running off the road. You know, wake up and I'm almost off the road, so I thought it was time to give up. So I retired, and I'm not quite sure who took the run over. No, I don't remember. Who took that my run over? But anyhow, I think New Zealand Courier, that who owned the run, and they took it over. Yeah. I think the whole situation changed. At that time, we had a centre in Hastings, bring all the cheques back to Hastings. But just after I'd finished, they closed down. Right. And everything had to go to the aeroplane at the airport. Yeah. They sent that up to Hamilton. Yeah. But even today, I don't think they got those runs at all because it's all computerised. Yeah. They still need the checks to go through. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be there the same day. So that's all changed. So I've had a varied life, which I've enjoyed.
Of course. So did you retire from the courier?
Yeah.
Did you belong to any clubs?
No.
Bowls?
No, I didn't play bowls. I just didn't have the time. I had a quarter acre section and had a garden. Try to keep that going. I wasn't keen on work, but I just had to do the things. Things you have to do.
Coming back to the original trade you're in, when you think about, you know, watches once were made to last forever, and they talked about the movements and
I'm seeing on this program on television, you know, the English program where they sell things or bring them in, and they're selling watches for £400 or £500, which I don't know how long they went for, how long they'll go for. It cost you $100 now to have them overhauled. Makes you wonder what they're all about.
Before I was married, Ray mentioned about my dad being a baker. When my dad gave up the nursery business, he took on the Cornwall Park tea kiosk. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Well, Dad took that on, and he picked up on the baking. He'd been a farmer, but he was very good at turning his hand to most things. And he and Mum ran the tea rooms, and there'd be bus loads coming out from Napier. They used to run tour buses out, and they'd come in, and us girls who were at the office during the week would come and help Dad on the weekend. Mm. And we did all the afternoon teas for the visitors, and the cricket, and so the cricket guys would come for afternoon tea as well. And Dad did lots of catering around town for weddings and balls and that, and then when he gave that up, he took on the bakery. And in the meantime, he'd got this from a very old man. He'd given him this recipe for Scottish shortbread. So he used to make lots and lots of that and sell it all around the country. Mm. And it was called Aberdeen shortbread, and it became quite well known.
So what was your father's surname?
Green.
Oh, I can't miss that, can you?
Val Green.
So the kiosk was down towards the where the cricket pavilion is now, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's now a play centre or
something. Yes, I can remember it vaguely, going down there with my mother and brothers and sisters and having afternoon tea. Mm. But why it closed up, I suppose it just was that there wasn't enough to keep it going.
There was a fire, and it was probably after that that Dad, you know, they closed it down and he went on to the bakery. When Dad retired from that, he sold his business to another man called Frank Danes, and he took over the shortbread business. Mm.
He lived and built his own oven, I think, in Grays Road. He moved out of the baking down here, and he built a house in Grays Road, and I think he did his baking from there. I presume in those days you had electric ovens and all that jazz.
They probably did, yes. Can you think of any other little things? Have you travelled much around New Zealand?
We've done it both.
We did the South Island twice.
So you've had a good look around the country.
Yes. Oh, and we've been right up to the North Cape. We used to like going in. We had a camper van.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
Yes, so can you think of anything else? Your grandchildren, they're all local, aren't they?
Both our girls went to Teachers College and trained. One is a preschool and one is primary. Mm. And Deborah met her husband at Tokoroa teaching. He was an Australian, and when they got married, he snatched her away to Australia for 7 years. They were over there for 7 years, but at least I had three trips over, and Ray had two, which we would never have had. Our second daughter decided to go away on a OE to England. And she met a boy from Scotland. She came home married, so that was that. And our son, he did a trip over to England, but he came back and he settled down and he got a job the same as Ray at the data bank.
Oh, that's great.
Well, we've been really blessed because our three live in Hastings.
I can see you're very comfortable with Hastings as a family because you sure haven't moved and you've come to Hastings.
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely. I think we've probably got a picture of your family, and I think we may as well call it a day at this point.
Yeah, I could just share a little bit about the bike shop. Must have been before the war. My father's father died when he was fairly youngish, and his mother remarried, of course, and he bought a bike shop. He owned it, and he put these three boys in the shop, They called it the Leading Bike Shop, and it was in the municipal block on the right-hand side of going out to Havelock. I think it was right next door to the power board.
Yes, and they
bought quite a big building, the offices and that. Mm. Well, their bike shop was right next to that. Mm. Then there's Fred Sturrock's bakery. He used to bake pies and things,
Fred Sturrock, I think.
That was the name. He used to send pies all over Hastings. Well, Claude used to manage the shop. My father, Harold, was a mechanic, and youngest brother, Arthur, were two mechanics there, so the three boys worked in that shop. And when the war came along, Arthur was called up, being the youngest, so Claude and Harold kept it going for a while. Mm. Then Claude was called up, and he was called up, he was the eldest, but he was married, I think, but had no family at that stage. So he was called up before my dad, who had three kids. I don't think he went out of New Zealand, but Arthur went over to the Middle East. Mm. My dad joined the Home Guard. I'm not sure he joined or had to join. When Claude came home, he started up the bike shop again across the road on his own. Yes. I'm not quite sure what the name of the shop was. But he was in that for some years, and he had four sons and a daughter.
That was Claude's sons.
Well, Claude, he was up by King Street, wasn't he?
When they opened up, they were in the municipal right next to Power Board.
Yes.
I think when they came home, he was across the road in the same block, I think.
Well, that was Stevens.
No, Stevens was closer to the municipal. Because when Claude went into the armed force, they closed the shop, of course, and my dad went and worked for Stevens. He worked there for about 6 months, and Stevens had a shop in Napier and Hastings.
Yes.
So after about 6 months, Dad went to Napier every day. He'd go down Frederick Street here, catch the bus at Frederick Street, leave his bike at Mrs. I've forgotten her name. He used to work on the power board. But left his bike there, catch the bus and go to Napier, come home, ride the bike home again.
I always remember Claude's shop because he had a sign above the door, "Cash is my name, cash is my business, don't ask for credit." This particular day, I was only a primary school boy, I was in Hastings, and I asked him whether I could blow my tyre up at the front, and I blew it up and I couldn't get the thing off the valve, and I blew the tyre out.
Yes.
And I went in, and he wasn't very sympathetic. He said, no, he said, "You'll have to walk home." I said, "But 7 miles to where I've got to walk home to?" No, he wouldn't bend. He said, "See that sign up there?"
Yeah. But he must have changed, because he was, I'm not sure what the word is, but he was in the theatre, and he was quite a good sketcher. He did a lot of things.
I met him several years, and I joked about it to him. But, you know, it was one of those things that happened.
Yeah, it stays in your mind.
He mightn't have been having a very good day.
That's right, stays in your mind.
But every step I took, I thought, cash.
Yeah. He had his finger in a lot of things, quite good at it, but he mastered nothing kind of thing. You know, he went in for some years, then get out and do something else. And he's in the theatre for some time. He didn't marry till pretty late. He was late, I think, in age when he married. And he married a girl.
Harris.
Mm. You know, Harris, that family. Mm.
Arthur Harris, wasn't
it? Yes, that was Cassie. Mm. Cassie Harris. And Cassie Cash.
Okay, well, look, I think we've probably covered. Thank you very much, Ray and Valerie. That was very interesting.